Hello and welcome to the podcast on lead acid batteries by Ramesh Natarajan. With industry experience of over 42 years, Ramesh helps battery and battery related industries with technical inputs and provides solutions to typical problems faced by manufacturers, service personnel, as well as users of batteries and related equipments. Hope you find this podcast useful to your business. Do visit www.rameshnatarajan.in to stay connected.
Hello and welcome to this edition of my podcast. After I discussed paste mixing and pasting in an earlier episode, your request for an episode describing the role of various additives has motivated me to have this interaction with you. This podcast discusses the functions of the various materials used in battery makers' paste mixtures. I'll be talking about the role of regularly used additives in detail. These additives are only for use with pasted plates. They are not meant for use in the manufacturing of tubular positive plates. Only one of the additives under consideration will be used in the manufacture of pasted positive plates, whereas all the additives, I mean the fiber and other expander type additions, are used to make a negative plate. According to early research on the subject and the results obtained, the capacity of negative plates can rise by several 100% with the addition of different expanders in the amount of totally 1-2%. So we see that the expanders are very important, and the additives to be used during the mixing of the paste have an important role to play in the performance of the battery plates. Expanders are added to the negative paste mixture to prevent the charged negative plate, which is made of spongy lead, from contracting and solidifying. If there are no expanders used, the active material contracts, it reduces the battery capacity and shortens the battery life. Expanders are therefore crucial to the lead acid battery's functionality. Now, each of the additives used has a distinct function, and when these are used as a combination, their distinct qualities complement one another. Now, let's consider the case of fibers. These short stable fibers are added to the paste mix. They reduce the shrinkage during the curing process by holding the particles together. They help with the handling of the cured plates in the subsequent processes by preventing the pellets from dropping out. Excessive use of fiber is, however, not recommended, because an excess can cause porosity loss and it can have an impact on the cold start efficiency. In fact, it is better to control the curing chamber and the flash drying oven rather than overuse the fiber to bind the active ingredients. Manufacturers generally limit the amount of fiber to 1 kg or 0.1 weight percent for every 1 ton of oxide mix that they make. Manufacturers have found that for both positive and negative paste mixtures, an amount of fiber by weight not exceeding 0.025% is adequate. However, in practical terms, the utilization is 0.075% for the positives and 0.05% for negatives in the majority of the cases. The tiny filaments of dynal are utilized to make the most common fibers. These are chopped to a size of 3 to 5 mm. The most common size, of course, is 3 mm. The material must be in the form of discrete fibers. If the fibers clump together, pasting becomes challenging. These fibers in a clump form produce uneven and bumpy plate surfaces, which is of course not acceptable. The other additive which is used is barium sulfate. Barium sulfate acts as a nucleant for lead sulfate crystals. These crystals are formed when the negative plates are discharged. The barium sulfate used must be free from lumps. In case the barium sulfate is found to have lumps, it must be passed through a sieve before it is used. An even dispersion of the barium sulfate is important, and lumps hinder such a dispersion. The type of barium sulfate employed is usually blank fix, a precipitated form. Typically, it is added to the oxide as a dry mix in the early stages before even adding water to create the paste. Changing the source of barium sulfate is usually not a smart decision. When it is obtained from various suppliers, it may provide varied outcomes when added to the paste mixture. Generally speaking, producers of cycling batteries, such as those used for electric vehicles, rickshaws, traction batteries, and deep cycle batteries, use more barium sulfate than the producers of batteries for automobile or stationary standby applications. High levels of barium sulfate are added to cycling batteries to help these batteries have a strong recharge characteristic and to create a very stable pore structure. Another chemical usually added is carbon. Carbon black is a fine powder, and its contribution to increasing the plate's capacity is, however, typically minimal. But it aids the negative plates during formation, because poor lamp blacks can impede rather than help the negative plates clearing during the formation charge. Care must be taken to employ only high quality carbon. It is advantageous to use carbon for batteries being used in colder climates. It somewhat raises the plate's capacity, and because of their large surface areas, some carbon blacks are thought to help distribute the barium sulfate throughout the paste mixture. Typically, carbon is used in the range of 0.15% to 0.20%. The other additive which is very important and which is added to the negative mix is lignin. Lignin is an organic agent. It is water soluble and best added as a water solution to the mix. Manufacturers generally add it to a part of the initial water. Fiber is usually added to this initial water and stirred along with the lignin to prevent it from forming clumps. The most widely used lignin is vanisperse. This typically tends to precipitate as soon as the mixture becomes even somewhat acidic. Different manufacturers choose different vanisperse depending on their own needs. Among the mainly widely used popular varieties currently being used are vanisperse A, vanisperse DCA, and vanisperse HT1. Vanisperse enhances the battery performance at low temperatures and high rates. It is a crucial component for car batteries, which provide large currents to start the engine. The producers of cycling batteries at times use less vanisperse. In addition to saving money, adding less vanisperse guarantees fewer issues with charge acceptance in cycling batteries. An optional additive often used for making dry charge negative plates is oil. It is a component added to the negative paste mixture. It is added following the addition of acid. As a result, it is added last, right before the mixer's paste is emptied. Battery makers typically add oil to the paste only if they are forming the plates. If they are putting the negatives through a procedure called dry charging before assembling the battery, it makes sense to add oil. Some producers of dry charge batteries replace the oil in the paste with stearic acid. Manufacturers who use chemical dry charging techniques apply a layer of boric acid on their plates. In these situations where stearic acid or boric acid is used, the oil is of course not added to the mix and oil is not used. If oil is used after the paste has been fully prepared, the quantity added is roughly 800 ml for every 1000 kg of oxide. The oil is used as an oxygen inhibitor to prevent the sponge lead of the formed negative plates from getting oxidized to lead oxide. Once oxidized, the plate is discharged. This oxidation is an exothermic reaction that occurs when the wet sponge lead from the formation jars has access to oxygen from the atmosphere. The oil used must be a standard non-additive motor oil of 30W grade. It has been noted that producers of VRLA batteries are also aware of the advantages of adding oil to the paste mixture. According to reports, oil somewhat slows the evolution of hydrogen, which again lowers the negative electrode's self-discharge. So this is one additive which is used for VRLA battery plates also. Another optional additive which is mostly used for traction, e-rickshaw and deep cycle batteries is wood flour. Some battery manufacturers employ this addition to simulate lignin in the final phases of battery life. Adding some wood flour to cycling batteries can be advantageous. The wood flour may not be good enough for automotive batteries where the cold start performance is the prime requirement. I hope this episode was useful to you and I look forward to your feedback and suggestions. Thank you very much for listening and have a nice day ahead.
Please do visit www.rameshnatrajan.in. Keep yourself updated about our new releases by hitting the subscribe button.